T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
High school sports this fall is something to be talked about and considered for, oh my goodness, just about all of us. When you come to school districts and what they're going to do when it comes to opening, what they're going to do when it comes to sports, what our kids are going to be doing, grandkids are going to be doing, broadcasters are going to be doing too, because last year was a part of the high school football broadcast as a sideline reporter, had a fantastic time doing that. One of the coaches that I got a chance to work with as I was sideline reporting for the broadcast on KDK was Eric Kasparovich with Pine Richland, and he's the head coach of the football program, and he's joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Eric, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. For a moment, if you would, talk about what you guys are going through in developing and preparing for the football season for this fall.
Yeah, it's challenging, but you know, we're just happy to have the opportunity to get out there and play. So, you know, all your normal protocols, kids on a daily basis, take their temperature, answer all the normal health questions. You know, do you have a fever, headache, chills, loss of taste, all that stuff. We're wearing masks at most of the times now that we have helmets on. Masks are off, but anytime you come in contact with another teammate, a coach, you try to distance. If you can't distance, then we'll pull the masks up. And another, that's just being smart. When you're not together, when we're out on our own, we're being very diligent about just making sure we're making good decisions and doing the right things and trying to stay as safe as possible.
Do you believe that the guidance that is in place from the state and the federal government are sufficient enough to ensure safety for all the kids on the team and the coaches and support staff as well?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I think people have to realize, you know, if we do what we're supposed to do, we take care of our business, we control what we control, then we're in good shape. This isn't Carnegie Mellon, where we have kids coming from all over the world. This is Pine Richland. This is Gibsonia. Wherever your local high school, your area is, for the most part, we stay in our little bubble. Now, you might have kids that go on vacation and whatnot, and that's where you really got to be careful and make sure you're following the guidelines to a T. But for the most part, we're in our bubble and we're practicing together. We're with the same kids on a daily basis, so we feel very safe. Now, obviously, when you start playing games and you're playing a team and an opponent, then that's where the trust factor comes in. You got to hope they're doing the same thing, that when you do play football and there is contact and sweat and spit or whatever is exchanged, you hope that they're being safe, we're safe, and then nothing's transmitted. That's all we can really do.
There are a couple of coaches, Bill Chirpak over at Thomas Jefferson, Bob Palko over at Mount Lebanon, recently saying that they could easily support the idea of moving football to the spring. Your thoughts about that?
I would be with it. I'd sign up for that today because, to be honest, my only hesitation, my only scare is that we're supposed to hear today from the PIAA that we are moving forward, and that's great. That's all good news, and we're all for it. But my only scare is that what if something does happen, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into the season, I would hate for them to just shut us down. Versus right now saying, hey, let's move to spring. We'll guarantee you an 8-week season or a 10-week season. I'd sign up for that today because hopefully by then, you know, there'd be a vaccine in place and everything would be more kind of normal.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
hesitant about being shut down in the middle of the season. But if everything's, you know, going to go, then we're going to go. We're going to do our job. We're going to take care of what we can control, and hopefully all is well.
Is the WPIAL reaching out to coaches and or athletic directors about some insights and opinions regarding moving forward with the season this fall?
Yes, I'm on the Pennsylvania State Football Coaches Association board and represent District 7 here in western Pennsylvania. We've met numerous times, and based on what we hear from the PIAA today, we will then make a decision and come up with a plan on, you know, what forward. They might say there's speculation that they're going to come out and say that we might have to end the state championship Thanksgiving, you know, the week of Thanksgiving. So that would in turn force the WPIL to, you know, maybe cut the season a little short, maybe shorten the playoffs, do some different things there to make sure that the season ends then. So waiting to get our guidance from the state, and then the WPIAL will have to then, you know, make some decisions in return.
Coach, one more question for you before I let you go. What are you hearing from parents, and has anyone pulled their child from the team for this fall as a result of COVID-19?
Everything has been so positive. I think the parents are just so excited to be able to get their kids back out there to doing what they love, whatever sport it is.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we haven't had any parents pull them because of safety concerns. We've had, I think, 3 cases of kids that have come in contact with somebody, so they've decided to keep them home and quarantine them for the amount of days, and that's all protocol based on Pine Ridgeland, and each school just has their own protocols, and that's good. We'd rather them be careful. If you're around somebody, maybe an uncle or an aunt that had tested positive and you were around them, well, then you got to do your due diligence and quarantine for the appropriate time to make sure you don't come into our bubble and infect anybody. But so they're excited to have them out there.
And once again, head coach Eric Kasparovich with Pine Ridgeland joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.